Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the ASVAB Domination Podcast with Mickey Gaminol. Today, I am talking to you guys about retraining. This is a podcast for anybody who's prior service, anybody who's gotten a GT score that they're not super happy with, or even maybe when you're finishing your contract with the military and you're thinking about getting out, but you see people who are in the military doing jobs that you want to do. If the ASVAB and your GT score is something that's keeping you from the job that you want, I'm going to recommend getting after it and kind of showing that test who's boss. You definitely don't want to go through life in a job that you don't want to do because you felt like you couldn't pass the ASVAB at a high enough level. So I want to encourage you guys who are struggling to go through and retrain. Go through and prepare for the test. Study it a little bit harder, get ready, learn all the stuff that you need to learn so that next time you take that test, it's not a question of whether or not you'll pass. You can, you know, have a lot more confidence in yourself. So I've got a few tips for you guys. So here we go. First things first, trying for the AFCT is difficult. It challenges the status quo. What I mean by that is if you're someone who's completing your service and you want to raise your GT and you want to go for a better MOS, going for the AFCT is a difficult process, right? First, you have to admit to yourself that you want more than what you have, which is something that a lot of people nowadays really, really struggle with. Sometimes we feel like it's entitled to want more than what you have. If you want more, why can't you just be happy with what you have? That kind of mentality. And so it challenges the status quo. Oftentimes, you'll have a chain of command that may not be as helpful and forthcoming with information on how to beat the ASVAB and get the MOS that you want. And the reason that they come with at this is because they're trying to make the most out of their careers too. And so if they see you trying to go out and go warrant or commission or something like that, they, you know, might feel betrayed. They might think that, oh, you know, I don't know why so-and-so has to go and try to make a big deal out of getting a different job and da 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 da. Because it really shines a light on if it's something that they wanted to do, why haven't they done it? Like if you're going to try for it, why haven't they tried for it? And so a lot of people really struggle with this, and myself included. There's times where I see other people who are succeeding and I get jealous, right? Like that's a pretty human emotion. And so what you want is you want people who will support you. You want people who are going to, you know, your circle should be full of people who are going to cheer for you when you're succeeding and when you're failing. It's a long road to try and get good at fractions if you've been bad at them your whole life. What you want is you want supportive people around you. And going for the AFCT can be difficult because it does challenge the status quo. It challenges saying, oh, well, good enough is good enough. But the Army needs more people like this. The Army needs more people who go out and shake things up and try to make the most out of, you know, what they want for their lives. You know, you would be a better soldier if this is something that you've considered. I promise you, you would be a better soldier because of the challenges you've been through. Even going through OCS, when I went through, there were a lot of soldiers who were prior service, and there was kind of a night and day shift, right? Myself, I came from civilian world. I had just finished basic training, went straight to OCS, and I was, you know, still kind of like a scared duckling in the Army world, even though I was in my, you know, almost in my 30s at that time. The thing is the people who were prior service, they had no problem because they'd already been to ALC or BLC and all sorts of different TRADOC. They have AIT background. They know all sorts of things about the military and know all sorts of things specifically about the Army. So those prior service commissioned officer candidates, the OCs, were killer, right? Like they were really were the people that we depended on in our squad. squads because they knew the answers to every question on the basic military stuff. Their military history was a little bit better than ours, but oftentimes it was really about, like, they understand what a flanking maneuver is, or a couple of different forms in the, you know, DD-214, what that means, things like that. So coming from a prior service background, you really have an eagle eye view of how to be a better commissioned officer. I think a lot of people in the military would agree that people who are prior service serve as better officers than people who are either ROTC or like myself, OCS. And that's not to throw shade at ROTC or OCS, because OCS is the best. But that's really to just kind of say, like, people who have studied and gone through military life from E1 fuzzy all the way up really have a lot more respect for the process of what it's like to create a successful unit and be successful at your mission. So if you're prior service and you're considering retraining, by all means, go for it. So those are some of the obstacles. GTs and STs, those are going to highly depend mostly on math, English. Your ST is going to have a little more engineering, so be prepared for that. And the way that you get good at that is you study, you know, an hour per day, every day. 1 hour per day, every day for 7 days a week is so, so much better than 8 hours on a Sunday. So don't try to make up for studying. Remember that it's going to be a long road, and that you're better off building a successful habit where you can monitor constant progression than trying to cram the night before your test. In the military, you do get a lot of benefits. You got the BSEP and the FAST class. FAST is Functional Academic Skills Training, and that is to help you brush up on necessary skills and job performance. BSEP, I think, is Basic Education. So both of those programs are very short, but they're pretty good at covering everything that you need to cover. So what I recommend is, if you're going into BSEP or if you're going into FAST class, go ahead and study before you get there so that you can come with good questions. You can come in saying, like, look, I struggle with these types of questions. How can I fix it? Like, what would you recommend I do? So definitely use that. The way that the AFCT works is there's a 6 month waiting period. So if you take it and you still don't get the score you want, you have to wait 6 whole months before you can take it again. And you want to fill that time with studying. You don't want to just let everything that you learn preparing for your last one disappear. So the 6 month waiting period is something to be aware of. And then lastly, you can only take it 4 times. So if you've taken it 3 times and you're about to take it the 4th time, you're super duper anxious and you're not sure if you're ever going to get the score you want, I recommend, you know, when it's high stakes testing like that, take a lot of practice tests. And you want to get to a point where on a practice test, you have so much confidence that you know you're going to get way over the score that you need. And so as soon as you start hitting, Grant Cardone calls it like 10xing, right? As soon as you start hitting scores that are 10 times your goal, then, you know, even if you miss that 10 times your goal, you'll still get 5 times your goal, right? And so the idea is shoot for really, really excellent scores. That way, if you do really, really bad on the test, you still get good scores. And so that is a really good advice and hack that I've heard and tried to apply to my life. And it's something that I encourage my students to do too. They'll tell me, hey, I just need a 31. I just got to get in. And I always say, like, look, let's shoot for a 99. You know, I'm trying to get somebody who scores better than I do. And that way, even if you don't score better than I do, you still score so well that you can pick any job you want. And you're given an opportunity to really get the best out of whatever future career that you want. All right, well, that's all I have for you today. Well, I want to sign off by saying, be good to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Don't push yourself too hard. Just be kind to yourself and remember that learning takes time. All right, guys, thanks so much. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps. so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALtutors.com, GAMONALtutors.com. And you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic, can be found at GAMONALtutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.